from KQED.
Yesterday, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office released its analysis of the American Health Care Act, the Trump administration's plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. The CBO analysis says 14 million Americans could lose coverage in 2018, with that number rising to 24 million Americans by 2026. KQED health editor Carrie Feibel sat down with California's insurance commissioner Dave Jones recently to talk about some of his concerns with the plan so far.
Abortion in California law needs to be included in insurance plans, but the Republican plan in Congress would actually explicitly forbid using those federal tax credits to purchase an insurance plan that covered abortion. So where do you see that potential conflict going?
So there's a direct conflict in laws between what the federal GOP proposal is and what's in California law. In California law, as you pointed out, we require that health insurance in the individual and small group market include abortion coverage. The GOP Trump Care proposal would eliminate the ability of people to get the premium tax credit subsidy if they buy health insurance that has abortion coverage. That puts those two body of laws in direct conflict. We're urging Congress not to include that provision. In fact, we're urging Congress not to move forward with the whole Trump Care proposal because of all of its negative consequences for California.
Many Californians are talking about and would like to see a single payer plan someday, and some lawmakers have just introduced a bill that would start exploring how that would look. What's your take on a single payer plan?
The evidence is that it's the most efficient and cost-effective way to provide health care. We have a single payer plan in the United States. It's called Medicare, and it works reasonably well for seniors. The idea is the government is the payer. You still have private hospitals and private doctors and physicians groups and other medical providers, but the government is the payer, and you get all the middle people and all the profit taking out of the system. You can still have health insurance on top of it, much as we do with Medicare, where you can buy health insurance on top of the basic Medicare. You could have that with a Medicare for all as well. So you'd still have a private market component, but you'd have a basic comprehensive health plan available to all Californians. And I think it's the way we ought to go.
But Medicare is a national program. Could California afford to do single payer just for the state?
That is the challenge. And certainly with the federal government threatening to take away up to $20 billion in current funding under the Affordable Care Act, it makes it very, very difficult for any state to pursue these kinds of reforms.
What are you most worried about? What keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night is the reversal of the progress we've made over the last 6 years. 5 million Californians whose lives are improved, who are able to get health care, who in some cases are alive today because of the Affordable Care Act, their well-being, their health is at risk because of the Trump Care proposal.
Thank you very much, Commissioner.
Thank you.